Brooklands Radio presents Surrey Business Affairs with Jackie Mitchell.
Hello and welcome to Surrey Business Affairs with me, Jackie Mitchell. We'll be covering subjects relating to business, the challenges facing businesses in the area, as well as new opportunities and innovations. I'd like to welcome our first guest to the studio, Bianca Best, inspirational speaker and business leader. Hello there, Bianca, and welcome.
Good morning, Jackie. Or good afternoon, I should say. I'm all disoriented this morning, having just flown in from Turkey.
Yes, how very glamorous. Yes,
it sounds far more glamorous than it actually is. I was delayed by many hours and slept with my twins on my lap, and so I'm disoriented. But good afternoon.
Oh, well, it's wonderful under those circumstances for you to join us. We're very, very appreciative. That's really
Thank
good.
You.
Anyway, so let's start off then by finding out about your background, because you're an author, inspirational speaker and a business leader.
Yes.
So how did you start out?
Well, my journey has been multifaceted. I've spent 20 years predominantly in the advertising industry, but had a little sojourn from the corporate world for 10 years when I ran my own business. And that was a fantastic period of learning about entrepreneurialism at a time when I had a young family as well. But I sold my business in 2013.
And what sort of business was it?
It was the Bespoke Gift Company. I was really excited by emerging technology and created a tech platform that enabled personalised gift manufacture in a really, truly heartfelt, personal way. So I had a lot of fun. They were creative years. It was brilliant. But I decided to sell that business and move back into the corporate realm.
What made you make that decision?
Because actually I wanted to get back into an environment where I was in an established business where I was buzzing off other brilliant brains. And it was a fascinating moment to step back into the advertising industry, which had evolved so far into this digital landscape that offered so many new and invigorating ideas. And I kind of fell back into the corporate world, but that's another story for another day.
Sure.
But it was an interesting period for me because I went from really running my own business, my own culture and my own time into suddenly being back in the corporate world where I was at the behest of that particular organisation at any one time in terms of my own time. So
it must have been quite a transition, I would imagine.
A huge transition. And by this point, I had four children. And so juggling a home, four children and a really demanding corporate role took its toll on me. And then I entered a period where I was having a lot of burnout frequently. I was your archetypal alpha female, so just chasing the career highs, trying to be the super mum as well, trying to be fit, healthy, do it all, have it all without cracking, but I was cracking.
Were the symptoms of your burnout?
I would get ill in a way that if someone else would get a common cold, I would be wiped out with flu for 2 weeks. I mean, 2 weeks. I literally had moments where my parents had to carry me to the doctors and just, what is wrong with me? I was having immune tests. I was losing hair, really, really skinny, just constantly ill. And when I had my burnouts, I was no good to anyone. So I would literally be bedridden for weeks. And that's not sustainable. So really, I started to modify my entire lifestyle to embrace a better me that was more productive and more useful for everybody in my life. And
so what did that take the format of?
Well, there's a lot, because it's been really about consciously understanding what harms me and what damages me. And so this is why I've now stepped into a moment where now I empower and teach other women how they can honour their own selves so they don't ever burn out. Because I see too many times women who are not burning brightly, they're burning out. So in this mythological pursuit of having it all, actually too many women are cracking. So what I've done is really looked at the physiological impact of stress today, the emotional impact, and just looked at all the different ways we can actually step into our best selves without breaking.
Sure. And then, of course, you're going to be teaching this at this new seminar that you're
yes.
holding on the 15th of September, Unleash Your Best Self Retreat.
Yes.
So can you tell us a bit about that? Who's that aimed at?
So this is aimed at any woman that is juggling a corporate life and a family life.
Or self-employed, I would imagine, as well.
Self-employed. It's any woman that just feels that at the end of the day, they collapse into bed and they fall asleep exhausted. They feel that they're on a treadmill and they can't get off it. So it's aimed at anybody that's actually looking to find a bit of peace and fulfillment and actually honour their own energy systems and actually feel more productive and feel happier and feel more energised and invigorated, not utterly overwhelmed and drained by life, which sadly a lot of women do experience.
And so what sort of techniques will you be teaching on this seminar?
So I have really looked at what I've done over the past few years to stop my burnouts and just created a model that I can now share with other women. So it's a patented model called the E-scape methodology, and it's really about the energy scape. So I look at you initially and look at your energy systems and look at how you can actually honour your own very individual energy, because we're all different and we have to respect that what energises one person might drain another. So we look at energy and look at things like are you getting enough sleep? Are you relying on fake energy from stimulants like caffeine, for instance? Then I look at overproductivity, which is a real factor that a lot of women sadly actually think is about having it all, where too much exercise actually is harmful and too much work is harmful. So looking at overproductivity.
And of course, one of the big problems is people can't switch off anymore. I mean, it used to be like 9 to 5 and then you switched off. But of course, you get emails throughout the day, throughout the evening, and the weekend. So it's like 24/7, isn't
it? That's it. And you're bombarded by so many different stimulus and so many different demands. So the interruptions in your world can be kids' school demands, it can be your corporate demands, it can be your own obligation to yourself to exercise. It's just a constant need, and so I try and teach women to actually stop and create an intentional way of living. So becoming far more conscious around actually what matters to you and looking at your own value system, because we only actually find fulfillment and happiness in life when we honour our personal value system. And this is where I find a lot of people, a lot of women, are struggling, because they might be at work or they might be at home, but they're compromising their own values. So I ask and invite women to come and explore their personal values and then make sure that all of the decisions they make, the things that they do, the behaviours that they adopt, honour their value system.
And do you do any techniques like NLP or meditation or anything like that?
Yeah, all sorts of things. But on my retreat, for instance, so we start by looking at energy. So I encourage everyone to just really honestly look at their own energy evaluation. Then we step into a module around self-awareness. And this is where I ask everybody to sit down and really think about their own values, but also to look at beliefs, limiting beliefs and empowering beliefs, and how potentially some of those beliefs can be flipped to enable stepping into your very best self. Then I move into a module which is around cleansing, because something that I have learned and is absolutely fundamental is understanding what you need to shed in your life, because we can't actually have it all. You can't actually do everything, can you? No, and you need to understand what is draining you that you should eliminate.
What the priorities are,
exactly that. So, and it could be people, as well as things like media and turning off your phone early before bed. It could actually be people and understanding how you manage people that drain you. And so I create all sorts of different tips and techniques to help people with the cleansing. And then we move into the action mode, which is really starting to understand how the power of decisions in your life are just fundamental to your happiness. And if you're going to make a decision, you need to commit to that decision. So what are the actions that you need to take, and what habits do you need to form to enable you to step into your very best self? So this is really understanding about sort of the return and reward system that we all have in our cognition. What is it that makes us create habits that actually might be harmful? What habits do we need to introduce that will enable us to step into our best selves? So I teach a little bit around habit formation.
So, and it's an all-day course, isn't it? 10 to 5, I think you said?
Yeah, 10 till 5.
And where is it being held?
So it's being held in my home. I'm very blessed to have a beautiful home just outside Reigate, where I live with my husband and four lovely children and soon-to-be dog. And I invite everyone to come in, enjoy my home, enjoy the grounds. And I want it to be a very intimate day where it's the most beautiful environment for self-reflection. And so there will be 25 impassioned women, all seeking to really step into their best self, into conscious living and happiness and fulfillment. And it's around creating soul sparkle.
Okay, and how much is it?
So it's £100 mm-hmm. per ticket, and I have five spaces left for Brooklyn's radio listeners. So I would like to invite anyone who's interested in attending to please get in touch with me. BiancaBest0110@gmail.com
Okay, great.
Is the best way to contact me.
Okay, now picking up then on your soul sparkle.
Yes.
Now this is your new book, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a transformational guide for working women.
Yes.
So is this putting all those, what you've just been talking, into the book?
Exactly that. It's the premise around how you get your soul sparkling. So how you follow these steps towards the end of the program, what I do is invite people to really think about play and pleasure and then enrichment. And so how can you sort of add the cherry on the top to creating the dream life that you desire?
So, and when does the book come out?
So the book will be published at the end of this year.
And, so December?
Yes, in December. And
right.
I'm super excited about sharing that.
And you self-publishing?
No, I'm with a publisher at the moment, and we're just in the midst of.
That's very exciting. Well, I mean, you are the best advertisement for what you do, because you're also, of course, on the 10th of September taking up another corporate role.
I am
the global managing director of emerging technology for WPP, which is a big agency, advertising agency.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And so I'm just, you know, I think it's incredible how you're also going to be managing all these other initiatives that you do.
I do. This, the female empowerment side of what I do is driven by pure passion and the desire to help other women not suffer the way I've suffered along the way. So I'm so excited by my corporate role. I'm invigorated by it. I wouldn't do it if I wasn't excited by it. So the next chapter for me is going to be an almighty one for proving that I can walk the walk and practice what I preach and make sure I don't burn out. But I believe that I have created all the foundations to really enable me to flourish. So I want to continue to inspire other women and help other women to do that too, because I believe it is possible to have it all without cracking, but you just have to very consciously understand and identify what that is to enable it to flourish.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you very much for coming in and telling us all about it, Bianca. Would you like to give us your website details for people to get more information?
Yeah, absolutely. Please go to www.biancabest.com and you can find out all about me there, and my blog posts are there for you to read and enjoy. And thank you so much for listening.
Well, thank you very much, Bianca. So that was Bianca Best, author, inspirational speaker and business leader.
You're listening to Surrey Business Affairs on Brooklyn's Radio, for and about local businesses in Surrey.